Good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
And what have you got for us today?
Well, today we're kind of in the hangover from International Women's Day.
Mm.
Yesterday was wonderful. I had a lot of fun. And now today we wake up and realize that the world is still broken. That's where we're at this morning. So in honor of International Women's Day, let's kick things off with a photo shoot in a celebrity magazine.
Please.
All right. So nothing says gender equality more like a media furor over a woman's body. We had Beyonce. Now we've got Emma Watson, an actress who posed sort of topless in a magazine and is now attracting a lot of criticism over it because apparently you can't be a feminist and get your kid off. It's definitely not news.
Definitely not news. You're throwing that out there.
I'm not even going to entertain playing devil's advocate on this one. There's nothing to report.
All right. Turn down the hot take crock pots. Take everything off the simmer and just let it go away.
Yeah. Let it go. Let it go.
Done.
All right. So this is going to be the theme this morning. There's a lot of outrage simmering under the surface. So the next Not News is dedicated to anybody who has publicly said that we don't need International Women's Day. This one's for you. And a special shout out to the Daily Telegraph, who ran a piece titled, "Yawn Isn't Every Day International Women's Day."
They did not.
They did.
Oh.
I mean, in my bubble, every day is Outraged Conservative Media Day. So, quite frankly, yesterday was an ice break.
Who wrote that? Was it Miranda?
No, it wasn't Miranda. Oh. It was a columnist whose name I believe you know.
Was it Shari Markson?
It was.
Oh, Shari Markson.
One of your favourite telejournalists.
I'm actually in shock here. I missed that yesterday because I spent the afternoon playing point-blank video games. That's incredible to me. Yawn isn't every day International Women's Day.
Yeah, and you know, what was interesting about the article was that I learned that there is actually an International Men's Day.
November 19.
There you go.
There you go. I only know that because it was the only answer for everyone on Twitter going, but when's International Men's Day? November 19.
No, there actually is.
Yeah.
Like, wait your turn. It's coming. I mean, wait till midnight ticks over and then it's your world again.
It has been.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Daily Telegraph.
And thank you, Shari Marks, and keep kicking goals for the sisterhood. Well done.
Yep. Thank you for giving us stuff to talk about this morning. And finally, one woman who we didn't actually hear from on International Women's Day, which is quite a surprise. It's Australia's favourite racist auntie, Pauline Hanson.
Where was Pauline on IWD?
I don't know. I think she was still recovering. You know, she's had a really big weekend. Basically, this weekend, she got on the ABC and publicly shouted out her support for Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
What a great guy. He's just, he's a strong man. And really, I think what Australia needs is strong leadership, like good old Vladimir over in Moscow, ruling with his iron fist.
She had a big weekend, of course. It wasn't just Putin.
That's true. She also got into the anti-vax movement. So I think maybe somebody locked her in a room yesterday, so she was unable to say anything in public that could further turn supporters.
I feel like she needs to save a little because it went to Putin, it went to anti-vaxxing, and then apparently there's groups of Muslims roaming the suburbs with suitcases full of money encouraging people to move out. And then it was the exact quote was something like, "You line up the Muslims, you can't tell the good one."
Of course.
Like, at least one a week, Pauline. One a week, not all in one interview.
Do you expect anything less, though? If she got in an interview and said perfectly normal, rational things,
I'd assume she'd joined the IPA. sorry.
Look, I think the only thing I reveled in the Putin comments. I thought they were hilarious. And I think really, realistically, the only lesson we could learn from Russia's leadership is the annual calendar. that Putin puts out. I think that would be fantastic in Australia if we had a calendar just like that. And if you don't like the idea of seeing Malcolm Turnbull's face on every month, then you probably shouldn't worry, because by April, there's probably going to be a new prime minister.
Yes, fantastic stuff. Out of all of that, after all of that, what should we have been paying attention to?
Look, this has been a week, a very positive week in other aspects as well. We've had International Women's Day. We had the Mardi Gras over the weekend as well. I think that the continuing on of the themes of kind of unity and solidarity, there was some news that came out of the Top End this week about funding cuts to sexual health programs that would primarily affect the sexual health of Indigenous communities in rural areas. And I think this is something that, even though it's far away and it's only $80,000, which I guess in the grand scheme of the government's budget is minuscule, but this is going to have a huge impact on the health of these communities, and it's something we should definitely be paying attention to.
Absolutely. I didn't even hear about that at all. I can't believe we're talking about just 80K to actually better some lives, but no, we're going to take it away.
It's mind-boggling.
It is absolutely mind-boggling. Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
This is always illuminating and depressing at the same time.